Remember obedience. Anything else can wait. I will be your guide. You lay back, your eyes closed, or perhaps the silken blindfold slipping over them will dull all impressions save for a narrow filter of awareness, of light, flickering candles, the implication of wax and flame, the silk across your eyes, and the silken slide of my dress rising up above my thighs, over my stomach, past my chest, raised and then discarded. Only my underwear, my garters, my stockings, and the click of heels as I approach and then slip them off. Even those are set aside. Lay there. Anticipate me. Let me see your prick throbbing and pointing skyward. Let me see you laying out, vulnerable yet relaxed. Relax. Whatsoever I do to you, it will only add to the relationship between us. Of desire, of need, of fun and pleasure in your slow transformation into something which belongs to me. We'll begin with your cock, and the rest will handle itself. The spreading heat from my body coming near. You knew it already. But when my hand is warm, my blood obviously pumping, my fingers grasping your prick and pumping quickly, suddenly, your mind turns out like a light. And there is only your body in my grip, under my thumb. You laying on the bed, I standing nearby. Both of us part of this ritual, this training, this transformation where your hard cock is all I see and my touch is all you need. Your eyes blindfolded, so all the knowledge, all the perception you get is through me, through my words and through my touch. Any exposure to me sends light and heat between your legs. Your cock is just more and more obscene every second as I draw near. Hear the wet sound of me licking my hand and bringing my saliva-coated palm, lubricated warm palm, down your prick and squeezing it, working it, stroke it deep, down and back up, down and back up, stroking you, working you over. I have you in the palm of my hand, but that's not enough. I start by putting my knees on either side of your legs. I am above your body, the familiar position, waiting to mount you. You feel me adjusting things around you, pillows, something to prop you up. Reach one hand toward your head. I run my fingernails over your scalp, lightly massaging it, scratching it, moving your head around by keeping a good grip on it with my hands. I pull you upward. I'm still over your body, one hand on your cock, the other one helping you to rise and propping you up on some pillows. So you're sitting up, so your prick is standing up diagonally from your body, pointing toward me, jutting out firmly. I run my fingers up and down it. You can feel my nails, carefully tracing the very tip and rubbing your pre-cum in, making your cock jump, making it jump and pulse. It's dripping, your fluids mingling with my saliva, mixed together, making wet, hot, horny sounds as I pump you. You're sitting up now. So when I crawl forward, walking on my knees, pushing my tits against your face, you can feel my breasts, feel my nipples, the softness against your face, and you want it. You want what you know I'm going to do, though I question whether you are prepared for it. My pussy is dripping, you know, because a few drops have made their way down my thighs, and now you can feel them. You feel my breasts. You feel my nipples. You feel the heat of your face pressed into my cleavage. I am right atop you. Every warm inch of my skin pressed to yours. Welcome me, invite me, make yourself as hard as you can. Show me your desire, because the heat fading off my aroused sex is now descending toward the tip of your cock, and since you are sitting up blindfolded, your shoulders feel my arms wrapping around you, my breath against your ear, my chin resting on your shoulder. You are too close, too near. The tip of your cock is going to slide inside me, and then you will begin to lose yourself. I slide it inside, letting gravity do the work, bringing my hips closer to yours, using my leg muscles to hold me up and off it, able to rise and fall. And my warmth is all around you, sucking on the head, moving down the shaft. My juices run out when the tip of your cock joyously puts my nether lips, slips inside. Feel the heat, hate that surrounds, sucks, makes your mind dull. The wet, yielding warmth of the plates within. You know I can feel the veins on you, and the sticky, clinging hate we make together. It's filling the air, your mind. My body is taking over your cook. Rocking my hips, forward and back, sometimes relaxing my internal muscles so your cook can easily slide into the silken folds, sometimes squeezing so tight my hate is made obvious and unavoidable. Squeezed tight in me, locked down in me. More and more of your thoughts and sensations focused on and centered around your melting into me, aware of my pointed nipples, the way my pussy squeezes down. My voice right in your ear, purring all of this out as you are used like a seat with a dildo attached, except I get to enjoy your expression, your moans, the look as your jaw goes slack, and I let gravity take my hips all the way down, my lips all the way down your shaft, our bodies locked together. Your cock exists inside me, only inside me right now. The important part of your sexual thinking, the storage place for all your needs and your horny sensation. You're so familiar with it. Masturbation, my instructions, the pleasure that flows, all of it makes you so aware of your cock. But now your cock is within me, and being squeezed by my pussy, used by my pussy, controlled by my pussy. Feel how my muscles go from very taut and tight to relaxed. Tight and taut to relaxed. It pulls your cock up into me when I squeeze all the muscles inside. Make the folds all firm and massage you within me. My hips are still, my thighs are touching yours, my arms are draped over your shoulders. I am purring away into your ear, groaning out my pleasure, making you feel the two of us sticking together. And my pussy has completely contained your cock, even without moving. When I clench my muscles, it strokes your cock from base to tip. When I relax, that sweet suction slowly relaxes, and you are able to move your hips a little. Go ahead, hump, thrust, squirm, you might want to, but your cock belongs in my pussy. And if you move too much, you'll feel my body go rigid and my muscles all squeeze down and lock your cock up, lock your mind up. Hold it still inside of me, still and hot, and you can feel my heartbeat throbbing in the engorgement of my sex and the way my well-trained muscles bring you deeper. Then release, so your cock springs back closer to your body, stroking you while I sit atop your lap, slowly pulling you in, then letting you go, pulling you in, then letting you go, stroking you motionlessly, just my body connected to yours, the sweat on my skin sticking us together, my breath in your ear arousing you more, your closed eyes making you so susceptible to suggestion. You crave my pussy. You need my body. You adore what I do to you. All the small signs of my effort are beautiful to you. When I work to squeeze my muscles and it makes you almost come, so deep inside, so hot, only getting hotter, the longer I keep your hard cock inside, the hotter it gets in there. Harder and harder, squeezing my muscles to form a restrictive sleeve around you, my nails scratching your back, my breath rasping past your ear, my moans occasional and contained, quiet but powerful, because I am thinking about what I am doing. Training your cock, conditioning your cock. Feel the pleasure, undeniable, above all, more than you can imagine until you feel it taking over. The head of your cock sucked deep inside. Your thoughts are slow and sluggish. So much pleasure. My pussy takes over even when I sit still. Just inserting yourself is enough to make you come. But I squeezed down and your cock is locked in. Locked in, held in, unable to do anything but squirm under me. I am atop you and you are hard. Your hard cock is locked inside my pussy. My pussy shapes to your cock. I clench down as hard as I can. Locked inside, the muscular contractions working your cock, masturbating it from base to tip. Masturbating myself on your organ, using you with my pussy. My pussy stroking you, even if I sit completely still. Imagine if I really bounced while engaging all these vaginal muscles. How helpless you would be, with your prick in my cunt being squeezed completely dry. You need to come. My hips shake. You need to come. I squeeze down and the head of your cock is being sucked on. My pussy wants your cum. Wants you to spurt, wants you to squirt until you are empty, body and brain. mind and spirit, sucked dry, milked deep, sucked into oblivion. And all I am doing is sitting atop you, facing you, my breasts rubbing against your chest. Surrender to my pussy. Come for me. Feel how I wrap tight, and you know your cum will be sucked away into the wonderful muscular prison of my pussy the moment you begin to spurt. So tight and hot, wet and confined. My words are here. You are mine. It brings us closer when you surrender. It brings you under my influence. Just sliding inside me is so good. If I clench my muscles down, if I make convulsions pass through them by squeezing my own internals in almost orgasmic ripples. You feel too much. I squeeze you tight, my hot body atop you, your prick inside me where I control it. I am wrapped around your body. I control that too. My words wrap around your mind. I control that too. And when your cock comes, your mind comes. When your mind comes, your whole body comes. You will climax, release, orgasm, surrender, squirt your hot cum into my tight cunt until you're dry and limp. Spent and used, empty and susceptible. And then your pleasure-soaked brain will be helpless to do anything but accept more programming. If I straddle you, when I ride your body, when I offer the chance to slip your cock into my pussy, irresistible, endless pleasure that makes you surrender every time. And then when you're fucked almost into unconsciousness, I begin to teach you, begin to train you, bring you under my thumb and into my thrall. Good boy. Come for me, come under me, obey, desire, crave, addicted and controlled. Good.